I really have very little else to say about it, except that I believe Indiana has moved as quickly and thoroughly as any state to answer questions, remove impediments, and to be prepared in the event of a favorable decision. But beyond that, I think I should stay quiet.
What's your reaction to the Ethics Committee decision yesterday against Caraway and
McGill? Well, that's not for me to judge, but no, I hope not. I really think this should be put behind us. I think these fellows did the right thing, owned up, and let's let it go. And I hope my Republican friends will let it go too. It's our emphasis is entirely on lifting standards, creating mechanisms to enforce them, and keeping the House of Government clean while we're responsible for it. We're looking forward, not backward. And I think they should just be allowed to move on.
So you're opposed to Representative Murphy using this as an issue in the mayor's race?
I honestly, if it were up to me, I would just simply let it go. It's history. I think the right thing was done, and these two fellows did the right thing. And I, as far as I'm concerned, probably ought to about all just look forward.
Governor, last month you were really excited about our revenues being above.
Yeah.
Yeah. Below again. We had a four last month. Can you comment on?
Yeah. Well, I told you we'd be below. We said last month we thought we might have been as much as $82 million. As much as $82 million of the very large overage was simply related to more efficiency, as John Eckert has cleaned up the revenue department. So, in fact, it wasn't. We didn't give back 82, but 49, and I thought that was a pretty decent outcome. Again, take it 1 month at a time, and but with 1 month to go, the our optimism strengthens that this will be Indiana's first balanced budget in a long time, and I'm very hopeful that'll occur.
Democrats ran their state convention this past weekend, going a lot after you, your mm-hmm. record. Do you think the midterm election should be about you or about other candidates?
I think they ought to be about the contrast between the parties and their candidates, and everybody has to make their own choices. I've urged Republicans on every occasion to follow me in staying positive, staying on the high road, and personal abuse and insults and negativism simply not going to be our way. But all's fair, and I trust the citizens of the state to decide which they like better. Oh, it's probably my fault. I mean, it was hard to find a time when we could go to Asia on our jobs mission, and I don't remember when somebody first identified the conflict, but I'm going to be there by videotape. I'll certainly express my own regret at not being there and seeing so many friends, but they can have a great meeting without me, and I'll get my point across at least through that medium. Well, I certainly agree that we ought to be very cautious, and it's true. I mean, we've got debts to pay off. We've paid the schools back the first installment. That money came, as you recall, from the fabulous success of our tax amnesty program. A balanced budget ahead of schedule, if it happens, will bring forward the day when we can make further payments. And we need to replenish the rainy day funds of and reserves of this state. I do believe, though, based on our cost cutting, and revenues holding up, that we can examine some new initiatives for next year, and full-day kindergarten's the top of my list.
Sir, I read a story yesterday about dropout rates, seniors not going to high school, like 6% on top of the 36% dropping out. That conservative administration, anything you guys plan to do about that?
Well, there's nothing. Of course, it concerns us. It's not new that the dropout rate is much, much higher than the statistics were leading Hoosiers to believe not too long ago. And I always say that progress begins where denial stops. And so we need to stop denying this is a very large problem, among others, in our educational performance, and all get together on programs like full-day kindergarten that will start to make a difference for our kids in the future. I don't know. I just, like everybody, felt badly for everyone involved, including the gentleman, the coroner in question. I don't know enough about it to know whether somehow this could have been averted, but I'm inclined to be charitable and understanding in his case based on what I know. Uh-huh. I think we're probably going to take 30. It's a lot better, more. I like to stay off the interstates and big roads always. Just motorcycles are more fun when you see the towns and little scenery, and there's some beautiful places up there. We wouldn't want to miss a chance to take advantage. Well, I would. I want to say something good about motorcycles and motorcyclists. First, I want to thank my friends from the BATE, which helps train motorcyclists in this state so that they can pass their test, and then promotes motorcycle safety. I want to say what great people the folks who ride motorcycles tend to be. An incredible cross-section, really, of Hoosiers. Growing all the time, and they used to say you meet the nicest people on a Honda. Well, that's true of Harleys and every other brand too, I think. And we'll be talking about that today. These trips are about motorcycle safety, and it's just one more way to meet people and let them have a chance to shoot the breeze and tell me directly if they want what's on their mind, what ideas they have. And man cannot travel by RV alone. Yeah, well, we're going north to Kokomo. We'll be at the Eagles Lodge, and I think somebody's put on a little bit of a cookout for us there. And from there, we'll go on up to South Bend, a couple of stops. Ultimately, we're going to wind up at the Studebaker Museum, which is a great site. And we'll overnight there, and from there to Valpo, from Valpo to Merrillville, and back home late tomorrow afternoon. Some folks will go the whole distance, and many more folks will pick us up and go for maybe one leg or two. But it's come one, come all. And again, I just find it not just a lot of fun, but yet another way to try to be accessible to Hoosiers directly. I have not supported them. I wear one. Anybody else? JK? Sure.
I always bother you about this the Honda project, and so I have a question about that.
Uh-huh.
It's been reported that the Honda's at another site in Illinois. You've also said they're moving really fast, and I just wanted to see whether you thought that whether Illinois is has just as much shot as any other state in this deal.
I have no idea and wouldn't say if I thought I did. What anybody's chances are. What that and other stories reflect is that every state in America would be very happy to have an investment like this. And we're grateful to be considered. And when I'm convinced that we will put our best foot forward. But beyond that, this is a call for Honda to make. And I admire both the speed and the, I'd say, professionalism with which they're approaching it. No, I've withdrawn the request to do that because I think it would put them in an awkward position. With so many states clamoring to reach them, that I think that it might lead some to think that we had been given an opportunity or an unfair advantage that others could not match by actually visiting them at their headquarters. So we'll continue our conversations with them through the appropriate channels. But I thought that would put them in a little bit of a difficult position. I don't want to do that. We had originally, before this conversation came up, we had originally put Honda on the list of the companies we wanted to call on. But under the circumstances, I think good manners, good practice says let's not this at this time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think I'll be concerned until it's all resolved. But I have to say that just like the judge in South Bend, the Supreme Court is moving on a very swift timetable, and I appreciate that. I think whatever the answer is, a prompt decision is in everybody's interest. And it looks to me like they will probably wind up in time for the project to move forward if the law permits that. We'll try to make appointments to any vacancy that comes up in a timely way, and yes, I would expect we would.
Mr. Daniels, sir. I have a comment. I'm not a reporter. I'm actually a human resource manager at Subaru of Indiana. I want to thank you with your help for bringing Toyota in and our project is going to get with our project.
Well, thanks for mentioning. It was those 1,000 jobs were, until yesterday, the biggest such announcement in Indiana in quite a long time. And yesterday at Jeff Boat, we had one even bigger, and we hope for some even bigger. And I know it's going to be a great and successful project. And I know they're excited about being there side by side with the people of Subaru.
Thank you for your help.
Well, no need to thank. But I'll make the point again that very large events like Toyota or Sally May or Jeff Boat are very thrilling and they're very necessary. But no one should ever forget that it'll be the just as important to continue having dozens and dozens of a steady flow of smaller investments, like the one at Madison yesterday. Those add up too. And if you were to add up all the ones that have happened in the last year, you've got, I don't know, 20 Hondas worth of jobs and so forth. And so we have to work from the small end all the way up to the big, although the big ones naturally get the most attention. Anybody else? I do want to just share one thing here, and is Mr. Baker somewhere nearby? Jerry, come on up. This is Jerry Baker. He is, first of all, an organizer and leader of another ride tomorrow that I'd like to draw Hoosiers' attention to, and this is a Heroes of Public Safety tour. Mr. Baker's son Jason lost his life protecting the rest of us in 2001, and is among those we will never forget. Tomorrow's ride commemorates people like Jason, and I know those Hoosiers who can will want to take part, and everyone else will send their best wishes with you, Jerry. And we're proclaiming tomorrow here as a public safety day in the state. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you for
what your family has contributed.
Thank you for all your help and what you've done for Indiana.
Yes, sir. Okay.